Welcome to Indie Soul Matters,
a fusion of music, all things indie,
and news that's relevant to our community.
This is Push Radio. My name is Belle.
And I'm your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra.
Keep it locked for the next 60 minutes with the gatekeepers of the soul movement on Indie Soul Matters.
Thank you.
tall. All he could do was walk away. He was gone and it was too late. For me to say,
it's just that ugly part of me.
Kinda going through. I had no reason to trip out on you. Yes, I was acting like a fool. And I'm sorry. And all I can say
is just that ugly part of me.
Happy New Year.
How you doing?
I'm well. And that was Avery Sunshine with Ugly Part of Me. And I think every woman out there who's ever been in a relationship has shown that side.
Right, exactly.
Of herself. And men do it too. Men do it too.
True.
Yeah.
I agree. So, how's your New Year?
Fantastic. And we opened the show with Collective Peace and
That's
Track
right.
6.
Track
right?
6.
We don't want to leave them out.
No doubt. We can't leave out my peoples now. We can't leave out my peoples. So, of course, we're kicking it off. We're starting right in with the films.
TV and film.
Hidden Figures,
yeah. We finally got a chance to catch that. And it was honestly a lot better than I thought it would be.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was great.
It was an amazing film. And if you haven't seen it, Hidden Figures is the story of three computers, mathematicians, engineers that worked at NASA. And it's the true story of Katherine Johnson, Mary Jackson, and Dorothy Vaughn. And they were portrayed by Taraji Henson, Octavia Spencer, and Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, I couldn't have got none of those names right there because I couldn't tell you who any of those ladies are.
Yeah, so it was fantastic, I thought. It was fantastic.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. It was definitely one of those movies that, for all men, I would recommend. But all people, period. Not even just men. You know, I said the last
one. All movie. Races, too.
Right, all races. Yeah,
it's not just a black film.
Yeah, it is a people film. That is definitely for sure what it is. So for anybody that is not up on your history, you know, and it is more so not just, like you said, it's not just black history. It was all history. Because it's a lot of information in that movie that a lot of people don't know. Like, honestly, I didn't know a lot of that information.
I had never heard of them until the film.
Right.
And that's sad. We should all know who those women were.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And I agree. And it also shows another thing, that Nassau was ahead of the curve when it came to that segregation thing.
Yeah, Kevin Costner.
Well, yeah, for the part that he played was, for the guy. Yeah, he definitely
one of the stars of the film. And he did a really, really good job. He seemed to be a fair man. And there were two scenes in the movie that kind of made me get emotional. I don't want to give any spoiler alerts, but it touched parts of me that I didn't expect it to touch. And I would definitely see that again. I actually think I'm going to take my boys to go see it, because it's that important.
I do recommend.
Next, we have Sleepless. It's a new movie starring Jamie Foxx, right, Gabrielle Union, and T.I.
Right, not Sleepless in Seattle.
No, not Sleepless in Seattle.
You know, people don't know. Like, and honestly, that's another movie. Like, it kind of crept up on you.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were making it. And then there was a trailer.
Right, exactly.
So, it's the story of Jamie, who's the cop, and so is T.I., and... what I know, because I haven't seen it yet, is that there's drugs and violence, and his son, who he's the ex-husband of Gabrielle Union in the film,
yeah,
their son is abducted. And yeah, the thrust of the movie is him retrieving his son from the bad guys.
You know, somebody did a movie similar to that, mm-hmm, but the guy wasn't a cop.
Like Taken, I remember that.
Not Taken. No, it was. I cannot. It'll come back to me. I'm gonna tell you what that movie was.
The reviews have been mixed. I haven't really heard much from anybody about it, but I do plan on checking it out at some point.
Matter of fact, the game was in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking back to the old movie. That's similar to that.
Really?
So I'm gonna find that movie and tell everybody who it was. So, of course, for everybody that's tuned in, we appreciate you guys tuning in. Tuning in
to Indie Soul Matters on Indie Push Soul Radio.
On Indie Soul Push Radio. I cannot get it right today.
No.
It's all good, though. It's all good. You know. But they know what we're doing. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? So don't forget, stay plugged in. Push Radio. You have something else?
I do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You cut me off.
Squeeze me.
So, something else that's exciting that's happening is finally the New Edition story is airing on BET next week, the 24th, 25th, and 26th. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I'm going to be glued to the television set all three nights, because that's my era.
Right.
And I love New Edition, and I'm interested to see their story on the big screen. You know, I think they're deserving.
Yeah, they've been doing their work. I respect any. They're doing their work, you know. They were the boy group, so, you know. It's
like the last one. I mean, you know, we had some groups after them, but...
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm...
So it kind of
stopped
why
it's like you can't even
New
think
Edition.
Of. It's like, after New Edition, well, who was it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you had like 112 and...
Yeah, they...
You
yeah.
know,
Sorry.
But there's no other group like that where with the choreography and the...
Take Six, Boyz II Men, New Edition. Even Backstreet Boys, you know.
Oh, wow. Way to the left.
Well, I'm just saying, like, even they had choreography and, you know, the whole thing.
I meant soul singers.
Ooh. Not the Blue Eyes Soul Brothers.
The pop thing, but I feel you.
Marky Mark was my man out of that, so I'm just saying.
And lastly, I'm excited about I Am Not Your Negro. And this is a documentary that I think is probably going to be met with mixed emotions, especially given the political climate today, but it is based on James Baldwin.
Right.
You're familiar with James
Baldwin,
whom I love. And he had, around 1979, written a letter to his publicist about a book that he was working on called Remember This House. And it was going to be about the up close and personal relationships that he had with three of his closest friends who were all assassinated.
Wow.
Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King.
Gotcha.
Well, when he died, Baldwin, he had only written maybe 30 pages. So the director picks up from there and kind of envisions what Baldwin was going to say. So it's supposed to connect like the civil rights movement to the Black Lives Matter movement and all the things in between, and really blow the lid off this racism thing that some think is a figment of our imagination, but we all know it's not.
We already know what that means.
So that's in theaters February 3rd, and I definitely know I'm going to be checking that out because I love that kind of stuff.
They've been doing pretty good with promotions on social media with
that. I Am Not Your Negro is the name of that documentary, February 3rd, and the director is Raul Peck.
Okay. All right, Raul. Get it in. That's right. You have been listening to Indie Soul Matters on Push.
On Push Radio.
Push Radio, y'all.
This is DJ Dipper, and you're listening to Push Radio.
used to be so free. Never worried about going outside to play hide and seek. How my things just change, same. Go to the market with a little change. Now even milk is cheaper than gasoline.
Soul Matters
on Push Radio, and that was Enjoy Yourself by Slacka
the Beach Child. That's my man's right there.
That's a little party groove. Like right. That, like that.
Like her? Yeah, when I picked that, y'all, she was like, okay, I like it.
And before that was my girl, Terry Tovin, with Free. What up, Terry?
Right, she doing her thing. And then, of course, the Savannah's Finest.
Oh, boy. I don't have a single. Okay. Okay.
Savannah's Finest. That's AD. Anthony David, for those that don't know.
So before we jump into some live music events we want to tell you about, I want to take a second to acknowledge three sororities that celebrated their Founders Day this month. Okay, so first and foremost would be Delta Sigma Theta Sorority,
all right.
who celebrated their Founders Day on January 13th. They were founded in 1913 on the campus of Howard University.
All right, y'all. Make sure y'all do that. All right, y'all. Delta Sigma Theta, y'all.
The ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated celebrated their Founders Day on January 15th. They were founded in 1908 on the campus of Howard University, 109 years strong.
All right, y'all.
The ladies from Hidden Figures, too, I just wanted to repeat that information. They were all, those three women that we mentioned in the earlier segment, were all members of Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Yep.
And lastly, but certainly not least,
Alpha Kappa Alpha.
The ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated celebrated their 97th Founders Day on January 16th. So I just wanted to take a minute and shout everybody out because you're all important.
Right. No doubt. Yeah.
Hey, so let's jump into some live shows that we know about of indie artists.
Yeah. I do know about, just want to say a quick shout. Congratulations to DMV. They keep doing their thing, independent artists getting their thing in over there.
Yeah.
With, I just say the artist name. There's Brian Christopher.
What's up, Brian?
There's Nia Simmons.
Nia Simmons, who actually has a show on the 28th at the Lyceum in Virginia.
Okay, all right. Yeah, she, then there's,
Gwendolyn Collins.
I was going to say IHE. I was trying to think of what IHE means.
Independent Harmony
Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I was stumped mm-hmm. at, y'all. That's mm-hmm. what was going on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, congratulations to those folks. They're doing their thing over there. Sydney Marie is a part of that. They're doing good things
there, man.
So much love.
Quite a few artists in that area that are really, really, I see them on social media doing their thing, so we have to definitely acknowledge that.
Right.
Geneva Renee is another artist out of that area. She's a jazz artist. She's a Delta.
Okay.
Also, and she just wrapped the show at Blues Alley.
Okay, that's what's up. My Midwest people, much love to my man B.A. Bashiri Aside. Anybody that don't know about Bashiri Aside, that boy is grinding.
Yes, he is.
He hustles hard.
Got to get into Atlanta.
Yes, ma'am. Let's go ahead. Okay. I forgot ATL. I know ATL get it in, too. Y'all do y'all thing.
So February 11th, Kim and friends will be at the Fox Theater. He's not independent, but...
Right.
He has an independent artist that
actually sings backup for him, which is my homie, El Renee. Much love, L.
L. Renee.
She gets it in. So anybody that's not familiar with her, definitely. I mean, go check her out. Because he has her do, extra stuff in the set. So y'all want to check that show out.
Anthony David has a show in Atlanta on the 17th at City Winery. He's also going to be in Chicago on the 6th of February.
Yeah, that's right. Tony did mention that he was going to check that show
out. Hey, Tony Jordan. And on the 24th, Ro James is going to be at Center Stage in Atlanta.
Okay.
Lettucey has a show in D.C. at Kennedy Center.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
On the 24th. So you can come to the website, pushradio.net, for more information on independent artists and their shows. We have to support them.
Exactly.
They are creating what they want to see, and so we try to support that.
Right,
and absolutely. And point out the people that are really moving and shaking in the indie world.
And
that
means if we didn't mention your name, no disrespect, but send us your information, send us the record, get it to us. That's
mypushradio@gmail.com.
I know, that was not rehearsed, y'all. We didn't count that in or nothing. I swear, that was just off the cuff.
Okay.
Check us in the mail.
Oh, my gosh. Or you can just go to pushradio.net and hit the contact us and put your information in that way. We're getting a lot of feedback on the show. Thank you so much. Everything's been positive.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to grow and build and advance.
That's right.
The brand.
That's right.
So thank you for all of the love.
Right. For those that tuned in to Future Soul Sessions last week, definitely appreciate you
tuning
in.
Brand new to Push Radio. Check him out. Future Soul Sessions Volume 42.
Right.
That's DJ Funk Natra in all of his glory.
Wow. Okay, y'all.
He doesn't just play what's current. He plays what's next.
No, hey, don't hit on the brother. I found it like that. And then and don't be on the lookout for one of our first live events. We're going to do a part of Push Radio. Push Radio and the Soul Letter Magazine will present the Future Soul Listening Lounge, which will be a live stream. So that's coming up April 14th. So y'all stay tuned.
April 14th. More information. We hope to see you there.
Yep. That'll be in Atlanta. It'll be filmed and, you know, it'll be broadcast in Atlanta.
More details. More details to come. Yeah, but we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Right. So you are tuned in to Indie Soul Matters on
Push Radio. My name is Belle.
And I am your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra.
This is Isaac Newton, and you're listening to Push Radio.
Telling my mama How did it hurt? about. You're the one that had to stray. I did the best I could for us. I'm mad it had to be this way. There'll be no more, let's work it out. It's time we moved on. And maybe you will understand. I can do better. Oh.
That's a smooth track from Carol Riddick. I don't wanna. You're grooving.
I know, right? We're just enjoying that too much. And of course, we kicked this session off with "You Got Me," Miss Kanya Doss.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody not familiar with Kanya Doss? That's one of those Midwest artists too. I forgot to mention her earlier, but
hey, Kanya.
Then of course we came back with another DMV great, Mr. Raheem Devine. Anybody remember that song?
Absolutely. That was the joint. So
tell you what.
What?
Anybody email us and tell us exactly when that song, what year that song came out. We got a free download. Okay. I'm not going to tell them what the download is, but we got a new we got a special coming up. We're going to have a free download. So for those that are paying attention, those that are paying attention.
And the writer of that song, you were just telling me.
Yeah, actually, Wes Felton was actually the writer of that song, by the way. For those that don't know, Mr. Wes Felton and Raheem Devine are Crossroads now.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
I played a little bit of Crossroads, I think, a couple shows ago.
Yeah.
So you'll hear it again.
So, yeah, I'm loving that track. Well, there's really no way around the change of events, you know, the chain of events over the last 48 hours in the country.
Right. However you want to say it, it's fine with me. I get it.
Well, my POTUS is still Barack Obama. And my first lady is still Michelle Obama.
Ooh,
but y'all's president, was in, you know, took the oath on yesterday. And I didn't watch.
Neither did I.
I stayed away from social media.
Matter of fact, I watched movies. Rocky 2. Just for those that didn't
so
know.
So I don't really know how it went. I'm seeing things now and I'm reading things and, you know, I just can't, I have no comment.
Yeah, social media had it blown up. Basically, not the speeches and the parade and things like that, but everything around it. You know, there was a lot of protesting.
Oh my gosh, have we ever seen anything like that?
The day of and the day after. This is the first time.
Has that ever happened?
And it's sad, like, to say it this way. In history, the only time that America has been galvanized like this is when somebody got killed.
Mm.
That's when people came together. You know, first you had your rioters.
But they weren't rioters. This group weren't labeled as rioters.
They weren't thugs. we know how that is.
But people are angry.
Yeah.
And not I don't just know people what the solution like is. Yeah. I don't know what the solution is. But that it's something that we cannot ignore. People are really, really angry about number 45. And that's how I'm going to refer to him for the next 2 years until he's impeached.
Number 45.
Wow. It's scary to see. It's amazing to see. I often think about how how the country is going to look back on this period in American history and what they're going to say about us. And I don't know that it's going to be good because it seems like we're going backwards. And yeah, you have the right to vote for whomever and believe whatever, but we're so intolerant and dismissive of people who maybe don't look like us or think like us or come from the same background. And it's horrible. And to watch I've never seen anything where people were protesting the president all over the country, in other countries on election day. Now, I know that they did it to my POTUS.
Right. Yeah, they protested.
Well, you know, my president, Barack Obama, I know they did it to him.
Yeah, but the numbers
kinda,
was nothing.
Sort of,
but
this is in large numbers. You know. And I was happy to see the Women's March that took place in D.C.
Yeah, they had more numbers than the than the inauguration day.
Did they? I don't. Is that confirmed?
Not confirmed.
Okay.
But if you look
like
at that
jump
picture,
jump out there. Okay.
Look at that picture.
But it was across the country and in other countries.
So if you add all that together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then, yeah. If you add it all up. But they were in large numbers in all the metropolitan.
Hundreds of thousands of people in minimum of 10 cities.
Yeah. Yeah, and in other countries.
Yeah.
And I was reading because I wanted to know, like, what was the purpose of the march? And so they were emboldened, the organizers of the march were offended, you know, by the election cycle and the things that were said about women and minorities, quote unquote.
Right.
And
LGBT community.
Right. So they wanted to send, I'm paraphrasing, but they wanted to send a message to the administration on their very first day.
Yeah.
The power of women.
Yeah.
And I think they say women's rights are human rights and human rights are women's rights. So you don't want to piss off women.
No.
That's not good.
I agree with that.
We can do a whole lot when we get mad.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, we're mad. We're upset. We're concerned.
Yeah.
And, you know, they cannot ignore those numbers. They just absolutely
cannot. Yeah, my biggest thing with 45, and I really appreciate you coming up with a way to even acknowledge the person that is in position at this point in time.
Because I'm still with 44.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, my feeling is this. I'm not going to allow any energy of that into my space. So I have nothing, absolutely nothing to say about 45. I have nothing. I don't offer any way, you know, forward or back. I don't have anything to
say. Well, I have a lot to say. I'm just not going to say it on air.
So y'all
how about
can,
that?
So I'm like, y'all can have it, man. I have no comments on this end over here. Funk Natra is silent.
Yeah, I just wish we could figure out a way to work together. You know, we need each other, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, true enough. But when you galvanize with people like that, like the way 45 has, it's impossible.
Yeah.
You know, in a sense. I mean, it's not impossible, but when you and you're not just, it wasn't even just people. It's even the people that he's got to work with.
His choices, like that DeVos lady.
Oh, DeVos.
DeVos lady. Oh, my. That was painful to watch. I couldn't even.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put a period right there and stop because it's just
how about we just talk
up
about Push Radio and all the good things coming up in 2017.
Yeah, it's a new year, new look, new team.
You know, definitely.
We're excited.
Yeah, man, definitely.
We have DJ Funk Natra on board and Future Soul Sessions.
Say that three times fast.
No.
Gotcha. FSS. Future Soul Sessions. what we play, what's current, and what's next. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we appreciate, you know, everybody that's tuned in. Keep listening, folks. We got a lot of good things coming for 2017.
Absolutely. I mean, come to pushradio.net.
Right.
Check us out. We're always changing and updating the site.
Oh, yeah.
Email us, mypushradio@gmail.com for your thoughts, musics. We're getting a lot of interest and feedback on the shows, and we're appreciative of every single listener because you don't have to. There's so much out there for consumption.
We have so many choices.
Yeah, but we thank you.
And we're glad we're your number one choice.
We thank you for rocking with us.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Without question. So coming up next segment, the next segment that we play here, after we get to talking, of course, we end it out. We always come back with our throwback joint. You know, we got a throwback. We're going to kick it off, though, with Marcel and the Truth, Breathe Love. And I say that for those people that know Marcel Russell. He's going to laugh when he hears this. But, you know, when he was with the band, he had a group. That was the Truth. And he was Marcel. So that's Breathe Love. That's coming up first. Then our throwback jam, Freddie Jackson, Jam Tonight. And then the exclusive, Love Is the Answer, Funk Natra mix. Mr. Baybright featuring Nia Simmons. Want to thank you guys for sending that over. And I got busy on that. So for those folks that you get a chance to tune in, again, every time you hear one of these tracks, one of these house joints on Push Radio, it is a Backspin Music exclusive. Backspin Music is my boutique label where I do remixes and things of that nature for all Neo Soul artists. So just putting that out there. Quick shout, quick plug.
So, I can't get mad, you know.
Can't get mad.
We have to support each other. That's what we're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that way people know what it is.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's what that is. Backspin Music exclusive. That's what that's about. So stay tuned, of course. Always check in with pushradio.net. We, of course, questions, feedback, opinions,
music.
Suggestions, music, submissions.
MyPushRadio@gmail.com. My name is Belle. This is Indie Soul Matters.
And I am the new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra.
Peace.
You're listening to Push Radio.
Keep living, keep loving, keep living, keep time must go on. Clap your hands at your feet. Now you have got the beat. It's not too hard to keep once you start to jam.
This is a Backspin Music exclusive.
Let's spread the love.
thanks for tuning in for another edition of Indie Soul Matters.
For more information about our network, go to pushradio.net and join our mailing list.
For promotions, submissions, and requests, email us at mypushradio@gmail.com.
Keep it locked to Indie Soul Matters, the gatekeepers of the soul movement.